The first ever endowed chair in the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing at the University of Arkansas was dedicated yesterday on campus. Ozarks at Largest Christina Thomas attended the ceremony and has this report.
About 40 or so people gathered yesterday in the newly constructed Epley Building for Health Professions on the University of Arkansas campus. People including Tom Smith, Dean of the College of Education and Health Professions, along with several administrators with the college. The purpose? To dedicate the first ever endowed chair in the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing. When the Epley Building was dedicated back in March, it was a big deal. Couple that with this chair. It proves the commitment of the university to the ever-growing and ever-important field of nursing. This endowment allowed for the appointment of Dr. Peggy Bell, the new director of the School of Nursing. She herself a registered nurse since 1973. Ever a jokester, Chancellor Dave Gerhard welcomed her in his speech to the crowd.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I want to thank all of you for coming today on this very important announcement. I also want to congratulate Peggy. Peggy, we're so glad to have you here at the university. I know you'll be introduced a little bit later, but I want to tell you how delighted we are that you are a part of the institution in this very significant role. And we knew you were coming, so we built this whole building just for you. But congratulations to you. We're so pleased that you're at the University of Arkansas.
Gerhart went on to thank Boyce Billingsley and her late husband, George, the couple responsible for this endowment. The two have been longtime donors to the university, making other endowed gifts, scholarships, donations to the music department, the libraries, athletics, along with the Alumni Association. Giving because of a desire to advance the idea of Arkansas truly being a land of opportunity. Unfortunately, Mrs. Billingsley was ill yesterday and therefore unable to attend this reception.
And Boyce, my script here says that I'm now to call on you to come up and make remarks. Since you're not here, I'll just do it for you. And knowing you, it would be very brief, but very heartfelt. And so I will simply say thank you on your behalf. But the real thank you, Boyce, goes to you. We're grateful to you. Thank you.
Provost Sharon Gaber welcomed the recipient of the George M. and Boyce W. Billingsley Endowed Chair in Nursing and the new director of the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing, Dr. Peggy Bell. Dr. Bell has served in nursing education since 1979 and comes to Arkansas from Barry University in Florida, where she was dean of their School of Nursing. Dr. Bell's acceptance speech included the need for accredited health care in this rural state, stating that in Arkansas, there are 32,000 registered nurses, with just over 11,000 of them holding a bachelor's degree. I spoke with Bell prior to the event, who says this money will allow the school to continue its growth, as it has for the past 43 years.
I think we were sort of disadvantaged at the beginning. We started out as an associate degree program, and we had to really develop into a baccalaureate. Now we have a master's degree, and in fall we're getting a doctorate degree. So it really says we're on the same stature as the other schools in the university.
She hopes that it will help the school meet the needs of the nursing workforce in Arkansas. And
for me personally, it's very prestigious to have an endowed chair in nursing, and it means that I join a number of colleagues and scholars across the country with this designation.
After the ceremony, Chancellor Gerhard attested to the significance of this chair to the university.
I think it recognizes the incredible importance of nursing to the state of Arkansas, and for that matter, to our whole country. There's a tremendous shortage of nurses in this nation. It's an acute problem that we have to do everything we can to try to address. And I think the University of Arkansas is working very hard to double the number of nurses that we're putting out into the workforce. And this chair enables us to bring in top people to the university, to bring in Peggy, who is our new director, one of the best in the nation. Probably would not have been able to attract her had we not had this chair. So it really is helping us to bring in top educators that will indeed educate the next generation of our nurses. So I can't stress enough how important it is to everything we're doing here at the university, particularly in health education.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.